This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
There, at 1 minute past four, I'm Nick and you are now with the airbags. Well, actually, you're only with one airbag. The other airbag is slightly deflated, although I'm pleased to say not entirely deflated. She's on her way, running late. That's annoying, but never mind. We'll keep going anyway. We'll soldier on without Gillian and kick off with this little beauty.
Joy.
On Joy 94.9, and I'm looking out the window at the drizzling rain that's just coating the city here this morning or this afternoon. It's a mashed potato kind of day, really. Duna Cave, which I actually secretly think is where Gillian is at. I don't think she's in a big important meeting at all. I think she's stooging me. Tell me, what's your favourite comfort food? You can text me in on 0427JOY949 or you can email on air at joy.org.au or if you want to give us a phone call, 1300JOY949. Tell me, what is your favourite comfort food on a day like today? Mine's got to be mashed potato. Heaps of butter, bit of cream, good mashing, get the lumps out. Delicious. And I've got a prize, in fact, for the person who comes up with the best or most tantalising comfort food, because we can all do with a bit of tantalising when it's a bit cold and grey. Now, this is an awesome prize. This is a wall poster, but stick with me here. It's a wall poster, but it's a wall poster of a Christmas tree. So Joy wishes you a Merry Christmas with this gift. This time it's a wall poster of a Christmas tree, like a modern take on the traditional festive icon. Perfect if you live in an apartment or if you just want something very funky. You can check them out at superfunhappy.com.au, which I'm doing now. And I love this idea because I do live in an apartment. And rather than getting out all the fake Christmas tree bits and sticking them in and lights and decorations and crap for days, not that I'm unfestive, but, you know, time is of the essence. You just bit of blue tack or a couple of drawing pins and instant festivity. So if you would like
to... Joy!
God, midsummer just around the corner. It's all happening. If the sun might actually shine, we might have a summer to be in the mid of. Now, I've been asking you, because it's a pretty old, cold, nasty, wet day out there, what's your favourite comfort food? Had a few people text in. Sean has said that he enjoys a hot beef stew, not injection, beef stew with rice. That's warming to the soul. I can't go past a good bit of chicken soup either, Sean. Alison's texted in and said that she likes a hamburger on a day like today, but you've got to have the cheese all melted. Yeah, absolutely. Any sort of high-carb, cheesy type arrangement is the kind of thing we're after. And it's not just for fun, as Gillian would say. It's also for a prize. This prize is a funky wall poster of a Christmas tree. Instant Christmas, instant festivity in your lounge room. Or your bedroom, or on the back of the toilet door, wherever you want to put it, to make your place very Christmassy.
Joy.
See, Hamish has said that he enjoys a lasagna. Ah, yeah. See, it's the carbs, the cheese, the warmth. Oh, now I'm getting hungry. Well, look what the cat dragged in. Hello, Gillian.
Oh, well, I'm in a really good mood. Do you know why?
Why? Because you're out of the meeting finally?
Yes.
I've actually shared with our listeners that I actually think you may have been in the Duna Cave all day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, no, absolutely
shifty.
Ridiculous.
Shifty you are.
Yeah.
Look, why are you in such a good mood?
Because I've been listening to you all the way in.
Oh, you're sounding great. Thanks, love.
You should get paid for this.
I bloody should.
You should. Oh, don't say that around, Joy. They get a bit funny when you talk about money.
Do they? They want a lot of it.
They just sort of get shifty and sort of shuffle across and change.
Right,
suddenly
you
talk about
we
the
are
weather.
On air, don't you?
Oh, yes. But nobody can see us. They can only hear us.
Correct.
Also, I want one of those posters.
How good are they?
Well, they're fantastic, just because I've got no decorations up. And me can not. I be asked?
No, you can't, and neither can I. You know, oh, I can slap a bit of tinsel about, but really, the dog's just going to pull it off the wall or whatever.
And you've got to take it down, and the bits fall off.
Covered in dust and whatnot.
But I do love a bit of Christmas cheer.
Oh, I'm not, that's what I was saying as well. I'm always up for a bit of Christmas cheer. Yeah. And this is perfect. Bit of blue tack or even a bit of old chewing gum.
Bit of old chewing gum, couple of drawing pins, whatever. There it is. And what is it?
It's a Christmas tree poster. If you want to have a look at what we are banging on about, you go to superfunhappy.com.au. Now, there's a website.
Superfunhappy.com.au,
eh?
Yep.
And have a look.
It's not a porno website.
No, it's not. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
But have a look at the excellent trees, the posters. And if you'd like to win one, you can text us in.
Joy.
Speaking of cheese.
Yes. Oh, comfort food.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, do you know what my comfort food is? Unfortunately, I do it really all year round, but sort of I like cereal. Like if I sort of late at night, I get the cornflakes out, and sometimes I have a bit of yogurt on top. That's comforting to me.
That is diet food. That's not comfort food. That's uncomfort
diet food.
Food.
I don't think so.
That's rabbit. That's like saying, oh, yeah, I love a good salad as a comfort food.
No, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. You mean when I'm really letting go and having something really fatty?
Well, no, comforting. I suppose if you
I wouldn't mind. Well, comfy. Yeah, if you're calling comfort food fatty food, then let's go.
No, just probably the more sort of carb-rich, cheesy, warm. Like, do you have warm milk or cold milk in your cereal?
Cold.
Well, that's not comfort food.
Well, I tell you what I did used to like, but don't really eat them anymore. It's not really helping you, is it? Baked potatoes with all the
that's
trimmings.
Good. See,
sour
having,
cream, butter, cheese.
Yes,
you happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
That's pretty good.
Making me very comfortable.
Joy.
Oh, bloody love that one.
I do too. I play air bass to that song.
I know, you're slapping yourself away there. How was your weekend?
This weekend, quite good. I had a few do's on.
Yeah.
How was your weekend,
was good,
darling?
You also had a few do's on.
Yes.
Got my do's on. I did.
Now, you stayed on at the Joy Do, because
well,
that was a bit of a party, wasn't
it? It was quite the gay and hearty, wasn't it?
We went to the ice bar.
I know, and it was such good fun. I mentioned it before, how it's my new favourite venue.
You got very excited, I must say. You were very sweet.
I was loving it
there. In your blue poncho.
My blue poncho with my ice glass.
Cocktail,
yeah,
I know.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it.
Everybody, we can be a little... I'm going to let our listeners into a little secret here. If you're around Joy, can be a little daggy at times. I think I can say that, can't I? I'm not surprising anybody. Anyway, as soon as we all got into that ice bar, hair down was let, wasn't it?
Let down the poles. It was. There was dancing, there was slippage.
Oh, there was. But I was actually stickage because...
It was stickage.
I had rubber on the bottom of my shoes and it kept getting stuck, kept going to dark, and I couldn't lift up my leg.
It was cold in there, wasn't it?
Well, it was. Mm. It was minus 10 degrees. Anyway, for some reason, going into the cold made us lose our inhibitions.
Mm.
Anyway, you stayed... I lost my jacket. I didn't even do it. You know, I'd only had a couple of drinks, but you stayed on.
I stayed on. I'm always up for a good time.
So, and you stayed out with the Joy crew for a while?
Oh, I did. Partied on, had a nice time. And how about your lovely self?
I went to a gig.
Yes.
In Oakley.
In
of
Oakley.
All places,
Oakley. Was it a Greek wedding?
Well, no, it wasn't. I mean, they weren't. Actually, it was more that Daylesford was a bit of a ghost town because the person playing was Cindy Boast, and I'd never seen her before.
Mm.
Bit of a Lezzo sort of country rocker.
Oh, there you go. Someone's got to do it.
I think she'd say she'd agree. I couldn't work out whether she had an enormous guitar or whether she was quite petite. Apparently, she's quite petito.
Oh, good. With
but
an
she
enormous
was fabulous.
Guitar.
Oh, she was fabulous.
Excellent.
She was rocking.
Did you eat?
What? No,
was,
I didn't.
Was it at a pub or something?
It was. It was an RSL.
RSL.
Caravan Music Club. Marvellous venue, actually.
Right, and so no food then?
Pre-war.
No comfort
food. No food.
Food.
Just a little bit of drinky and a lot of Cindy. Yeah, it was
right.
Fabulous.
Excellent.
But speaking of food.
Yes, Mark and Blair have let us know that their comfort food is perhaps toad in the... I think it's a typo.
Yeah.
They said toad in the home. I think they mean toad in the hole. Is that like a frog in a sock?
Toad in the home.
Toad in home.
Well, I think it's if a toad, you know, sort of boings into your house, he's up for it, basically.
Why not?
You can slap him into your oven with lashings of gravy and ginger beer.
Yeah, I anything with lashings of gravy is comfort food, surely.
Yeah, you're right.
You know those new places? I cannot believe that there's actually places that are specifically serving chips.
What? Only get chips there?
Well, no, that's their thing, one of their things.
Oh, that's, we specialise in chips. You don't get better chips than we have
chips.
Here.
Chips? Well, they're not that great, those chips. But anyway, they have a lot of different sauces. That's their thing. Lots of sauce.
So you can have curry sauce with your chips.
Curry sauce. You can have gravy and cheese together melted. That's...
Oh, now you're talking.
That's comfort food. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Joy. Well, somebody, Nurse James, has tried to be more specific about his comfort food, but he's failed because comfort food for him is anything, well, with food in it, basically.
I'm so with you, Nurse James, on that one.
You're saying, though, it's basically gravy and
anything
cheese.
Covered in gravy. Yeah, or cheese. Cheese is good.
Andy K.
Like a good ham and cheese toasty.
You think that's comforting?
Or Welsh rarebit.
Ooh. Like that's got mustard in it, hasn't it?
It has. And you know what else makes it really nice? It's
What's that?
A little Jamie Oliver number.
Uh-huh.
He does a bit of a Welsh rarebit. He mixes some creme fraiche and a bit of mustard and cheese and everything, and it all puffs up on the bread. And then he puts like lines in it, you know, like what you do with pork belly, whatever, scores it. And dribbles a little bit of Worcestershire sauce over the top.
That does sound good.
Which goes all in the grooves.
And it goes all
groovy,
gooey.
Groovy, baby.
Yep. It's pretty groovy. Now, yep. Andy Kay says, hi, Airbies.
Hello, Andy Kay. Naughty boy.
He was getting up to no good at the weekend, wasn't he?
He was all over the shop.
Comfort food, anything with pasta.
Yeah.
Or carbs. Anything deep fried, especially after Saturday Arvo with you two. Bless your little cotton socks.
Indeed.
Keep those coming because we've got to give this joy.
Time for our song playoff. We're doing songs with rain or some derivative of in the title.
Now, I did not think more than a second about the song I was going to choose. What about you? Because there's so many. It's like shooting fish in a barrel, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Rain songs.
Mm-hmm. Shooting catfish.
So I bet that people are, you know, you're slavering to get your mitts on the request fest today because obviously, you know, we like to follow on from our little pump
and
up.
And there's plenty.
Plenty.
Plenty of rain songs. So if you're not happy with either of ours, then you can come up with your own. Text us in on 0427JOY949. We're actually, we've got a good prize to give away to the best suggestion as well, but we'll talk a bit more about
that
later.
We've got a very good one. I don't...
No, we're giving it away.
We're definitely giving it away because my work due's on that night, so I couldn't go anyway.
So okay, good. But in the meantime, if you do like one of ours,
yes,
then you can vote on our Facebook page.
Go to our Facebook page. It's simply called Airbags.
Airbags, exactly.
Now, you're going first, and I absolutely love this song.
As do I. Ready, people?
Woo! Yeah. Yoo-hoo! I can't stand the rain against my window. Bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window. Because he's not here with me.
I think you might even be voting for me.
I think I might. I'm going to do it right now. I love it.
Love it too.
Yep. But you know what I've done?
You know what?
What?
Like a window, you ain't got nothing
to say.
Hey,
get off my window, babe. Yeah, cool as. Now, I've gone for something that, well, I just thought I'd go for something post-2000. How about
what?
Be a bit crazy,
really?
You know, to be in with the kids. I've gone for Duffy's Rain on Your Parade. I mean, there are so many, you know, fantastic songs I could have gone for. I do absolutely love this one. Whether I'm going to beat you, I don't know.
Whether.
But enjoy.
Whether or not.
But enjoy it. Turn it up.
Ironically, that sounds old.
I know, that's it. It's new. I thought I'd play something new, but it's what I call new retro, darling. Oh. Duffy's really part of that new retro movement.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Retro chic.
Yes.
Chic out.
Oh, are preempting a little prize. We're not going to talk about that yet. No, because at the moment we're giving away... Well, we want to know what you want for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is...
Human Nature Christmas album?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're giving away. You can have that. If you want it or not, you can have that. Mm. The Christmas album featuring all the big Christmas songs like Silent Night, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Sleigh Ride.
Joy.
It's past five, which means it's almost time with the news headlines with Alistair.
Is it almost? So, yes. Oh, look, he just opened his mouth to say...
But what I want to know first is, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, it's a hard one. We're actually doing no gifts this year.
Who's so, we?
My partner and I. We've got a big holiday next year, so we thought, no, let's just spend it together.
But one of you will, though, won't you? One of you will crack, and then the other one will feel like you have to, and then before you know it.
See, I would be the one to crack, but I've been given explicit instructions not to, so...
Okay.
Don't crack. No. All right, well, give us some news headlines.
Joy.
23 minutes to six here on Joy. I don't know whether Nick's just had enough of the rainy day, but off she's popped. Meanwhile, I, Gillian, am left contemplating whether I want to buy a tile on the Sydney Opera House, because apparently they're doing this big facelift and you can own a 12 by 12 centimetre ceramic square. So that basically we're paying for the renovations, and I don't know whether you actually get your name on it or whether you just like sponsoring a gibbon or something at the zoo, that you just sort of, you get 10-year custodianship of your little tile. So I think it's quite a nice idea. Maybe you want to give somebody one for Christmas. Jack Thompson's already bought some. Delta Goodrum has bought some. Hugh Jackman has apparently already bought 10. Well, he's got a big family, hasn't he? So maybe he's bought some for the kids and so forth. But I think that's a jolly good idea. There are actually going on sale over 1 million of these tiles. So let me just think. If that's, oh, that's $100 for some of them, $400. Somebody's making some money out of this, because they actually only need $15 million to do it up. But if they're selling 1 million tiles at 400 a pop, somebody do me the maths, that's 400 million. Somebody's making several hundred percent on that. So I don't know whether I'm going to do that. I might stick to just sponsoring a gibbon or something. All right, get your requests in, please, darlings, because...
Joy.
And we are the airbags.
We
and
are.
Our gorgeous podcaster, Brent, has come
hello,
in.
Hello, Brent.
With Slice. Nice slice today, Brent. It's like a coconut ice slice.
I've got to try and keep you guys, you know,
entertained,
sugared up. And
yeah, thank you so much for that. We need it. Around about 5:15, you were saying, oh, I wonder if Brent's coming in today.
Yeah,
we didn't want to get our hopes up because, you know, that's awful to be disappointed.
I'm not that reliable on coming in every day, am I?
I think
not
you've been day. Pretty good, though.
Yeah, not bad.
You know.
Considering you're not getting paid.
And are our podcasts up?
They are. It was up on Friday.
Oh, you're so organised.
Yeah, you are. That's fantastic, Brent. Now, do you want to know who's won our prize?
I'd love to know who's won the prize.
What is the prize?
Well, the prize, darling, is Human Nature's Christmas album.
Excellent.
With the Sleigh Ride and everything on.
Do
you remember
you
that?
Merry Christmas,
Sleigh Ride.
No,
oh, that's so sweet of you.
Sing.
Look at him. Impromptu bursting into song there. We're giving that away to Stephen, because for Christmas, you've just moved off my message there, haven't you?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, can you move back onto it, please?
I don't know which
one. No, you've got no idea, where
no,
are you?
No, I've got nothing.
There you go, brilliant. You've hit it first time.
Think?
Now, so Stephen says, having a family member suffering with cancer, all I want for Christmas is for all persons facing the challenges of illness to find peace and courage in what may not be the festive season for them.
Hear, hear.
That's worthy. That's worthy of your Christmas album with Human Nature. I hope you enjoy that, Stephen. Thanks for that.
And all the best.
Yes.
To your person. Your
and
family
you.
Family member.
Exactly.
And yours.
So coming up, we've got Request Fest. What we want are your songs with rain in the title, or just sort of rainy themed songs, I think we'll do.
Are we being that loose?
Yeah, I think we are.
Well, that's a first.
Loose and free. Loose and free.
It has been that rainy day today.
Oh, rainy.
It is cold.
Have you been out on your bike?
No, I ate at my desk because I didn't want to go out and get wet.
Yeah, ate at your
boring
desk.
That.
So I know your little keyboard will be full of coconut now, won't it? That's annoying. Well, I tell you what you get, though. Not only do you get the pleasure of hearing your rain song, if we like yours best, you get this amazing prize. You ready?
Yep.
It's Nile Rodgers and Chic. They're playing the Billboard.
Chic out!
Freak out, indeed. At Billboard in Russell Street this Wednesday. And I'm
this
really
Wednesday?
Gutted that I can't go.
Oh, what are you doing, Brent?
Because I've got work to. What are you doing on Wednesday? Anyway, you can't go. What are you talking about? We're giving this to listeners.
I would like to go to this. This is going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Come out and get down to Disco's greatest band playing all their legendary hits live, including La Freak and Good Times. These are such good times, you know? No, you like that? Also showcasing some of Nile Rodgers' greatest hit collaborations, including Sister Sledge's He's the Greatest Dancer, Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. David Bowie's Let's Dance, and the recent Daft Punk mega hit Get Lucky.
Oh, wow. My God, that's going to be awesome.
No, it is, and he's an amazing guitarist. And it's going to do a Q&A as well from 7 p.m.
Wow.
So really? So it's
maybe
all
have to go along with
personal.
Yeah.
Over here.
I think it's going to be amazing. So basically, get your own songs in, and we will pull out a name. Shall we do a draw for it? I think we should, because we shouldn't just be down
No,
let's leave it to Lady Luck.
Yep, all right.
Get your rain songs in. 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au. Do it now.
Joy.
Oh, come on, what is her name? Come on, help me.
Gloria.
Gwen Stefani.
Bingo.
Joy.
Right, we're kicking off our request fest, Jill.
Hurrah. What are we going with?
We're going with this request from Ben from South Yarra. It's an obvious one.
Well, we're starting at the top and working our way down with the Weather Girls.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hello, bloody Lunia. It's many men. More men. That's exactly what we need, isn't it? More bloody men. I know. It's never raining women, is it?
No.
Not a gay do's generally. We go to a gay do that's a mixed gay do. It's nearly all men, isn't it? We've noticed this.
Oftentimes.
Yes. You can always get to the toilet quite easily, though. There's no queue for the toilets.
That's handy.
Yeah. Mm. That's about all you can say for it, really. And you know what? Do you know why I'm not so chuffed that it's raining men?
No, why not?
Well, because they're the worst at gift giving, according to the Herald Sun.
Oh, really?
Most Australians are not gifted at giving, especially blokes, a new survey shows.
Seriously?
Yeah. Only 26% of Australians will receive a gift they actually want this Christmas.
That's terrible.
That's a warning, isn't
it? But you know
what?
I reckon it's probably accurate.
Yeah, don't bother. Anyway, of the 1,000 people surveyed nationally, more than half found it difficult to buy gifts for loved ones, with men claiming it was easier to buy gifts than women, but that's because one in five women said their partners were the worst gift givers at Christmas time.
Yeah, they just buy something that they want.
They don't try. Chadston gifting expert Lizzie Renkert said the mistake most men made at Christmas was to give a practical present. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hammer.
Men should never do that, she says. Women like to receive gifts...
thoughtful.
...that hold some sentimental value.
See? I know. Maybe I should be a professional gift person
maybe
down at Treddy of a Christmas.
Have a connection to the relationship or family, and it needs to show that it's not a last-minute thought.
There you go. A bit of effort.
Yes. Well, she said Christmas used to be the time when gifts were mostly for children or the family, with more personal gifts reserved for birthdays. Oh, but the trend has changed, she said.
Has it?
We don't spend nearly enough time with each other during the year now, so that makes Christmas all the more special... Because what she means is there's all more pressure on it. It's a time when we really do shut off. When survey participants were asked what made the best Christmas presents, Gen Y participants, here we go, favoured experience-based, you know, like flying out of an aeroplane.
So I thought you were going to say Xbox.
No, and women were more likely to re-gift or donate presents than men, see, because they get things they don't like.
No, well, there you go. Interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
We're doing rain songs.
Oh, the Eurythmics.
Andy Kay, this is for you.
Joy.
It's not going to end, is it?
For Philippe and John from Doreen.
Great choice,
May as
Philippe.
Well, rain until September. Brent, you're a little bit confused about that because he said, no, because that's the AFL Grand Final. We don't want it raining all the way till then. Bless.
No, it couldn't rain till then, no.
No, it couldn't. But as I said, that's a Northern Hemisphere song. So
they don't want to. They might as well rain through their summer.
Yeah, it might as well rain until February. But it doesn't. It hasn't quite got the same ring to it, has it?
No.
No, we'll stick with the original. It's 20 past six. We have brought the sun out by playing the rainy songs.
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
Very happy about that.
Can't believe it. I am a whipping your lily white on the old Facebook page.
I knew you would, darling. You went with Eruption.
I can't stand the rain.
Exactly. And I went with Duffy's Rain on Your Parade. But sometimes, you know, when you announce what you're going to do, there's no point me even... I might as well just lay over and you can tickle my tummy.
Had your fair share of wins.
Thank you, Brent. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me of that. Thanks for pumping
get
up
out.
My tyres slightly.
Out. My dog does that. You just say to him, "Hello, Bowie, Bowie, cute," and he just rolls over straight over. Bang!
What do you say to him?
"Oh, Bowie, Bowie, cute.
Bowie, 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 cute."
That's cute. That's going to have to make it under the outtake reel.
0427 joy is let us know what rain song you want played.
Like this one. That's not quite in the title, but it's close.
It's a lot of rain in it.
Enjoy, Grant.
Well, that was definitely very rainy. That is a rainy day song, if ever I heard one.
You did hear one. In fact, you've heard quite a few, and I don't know why I've gone Irish, but it's time for the news headlines with Alastair.
Joy.
A few people have been requesting quite a slow one, right? But I'd say, well, it's Rainy Days and Mondays by the Carpenters. So I would really like to hear that. I know it's a bit slow. So what I say, listeners, you need to vote. If you would like to hear Rainy Days and Mondays by the Carpenters, get those requests in. We get a handful, we'll play it, yeah?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, and don't forget, this is not just for fun. This is like...
Joy.
Brent, are you leaving us now? Are you going home to bake us more goods for next week?
I am going home.
No. We'll miss you.
We will miss you, darling. So you're going to come in because we don't... Because Callum can never make it these days.
No.
We might need some Brent's Beasts rather than Cal's Critters.
Oh, well, what's that? Brent's Beasts.
Yeah, do you like that?
I like that a lot.
I'll have to go and start scouring the web for obscure... we'll have to start with a nice... furry creature? Like, as you know, I know you had your...
Yeah, we like furry ones.
Nice, and then he had
the
nasty
ones.
He would
do a disgusting one and then a gorgeous one, you
know?
We'll
go nice next week.
I'm happy if we always just do nice ones, because I like to go, oh...
Those cookie-cutter sharks, oh, my God.
Are they horrible?
They're really scary.
Scaly things that look like they're dressed in glow-mesh purses that my nana had, and, oh, the horrible things.
Yeah, what about the octopus? The octopus was all right.
I like the octopus.
Your nana had. Tell the truth, you've got it now.
No. I don't carry a clutch.
Isn't that awful?
With your hairspray, your Seedle hairspray.
No, you can't fit anything in a bloody clutch bag anyway. I went to a wedding a few weeks ago and we went everywhere with clutches.
Did you have? Did you have a bag?
No.
So where did you put it in your pockets? Like a good old Lezzo?
Exactly. Exactly right.
Now, I'm going to nick what we talked about the other day, Nick. We talked about the lesbian uniform because both you and I turned up to the Joy Party in a lesbian uniform. Do you know what that is, Brent?
No, I was going to say,
ready?
I don't know.
Blue jeans and a black t-shirt.
My mind went straight to the boots, like thinking.
Yeah, you got
to have
boots on.
Yeah.
But your boots are sort of, you know, that's where you can be a little bit.
Creative.
Blue jeans.
Individual.
Yeah. Generally speaking, they're black boots for most of the old guys, aren't they?
But yes, blue jeans. And we were both resplendent in ours. So you said that's what you did for your 40th birthday. I think I'm going to have a little do in February, to which you'll be invited. And I am going to
invite my friends.
I am. I'm giving you fair warning.
Don't give me fair warning. Give me fair credence. Like,
well, I am.
Kudos.
But what is it? Is it imitation?
Is the best form of flattery.
Flattery.
Yeah. So...
Yep.
I'm telling you, I'm really flattering you and saying it's a great idea. I'm nicking it.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll just Jillian something from you.
Okay, you already did. I already heard you on the radio on the way in because I was late.
It's not
remember.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
That's
cute.
It's for Christmas?
No, not just Brent, for Christmas, for life. Okay, Brent, you're out of there. Turning you off, darling. Guess what? It's been all about the text machine going crazy
Oh, get your hanky out.
Bit of Kazza.
Oh, Karen Carpenter, Rainy Days and Mondays.
Oh, so young.
Turn it up. I've got chills.
So skinny.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Are you down on this rainy Monday?
Oh, darlings, if you weren't moved by that, look at the sea.
Oh
see
my
the
God,
goose pimples
have.
On my arm. I just
you
cannot.
Look like a plucked chook.
But Karen Carpenter, I mean, you know, she sent from heaven. Who knows?
Oh, she's in heaven now. Bless
with
her.
That voice, though, you could tell that it wasn't going to end well, really.
Yeah, no.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's let's cheer things up a little. Sean from Vancouver. Good day, Julian and Nick.
He sends us hugs all the way from Vancouver.
Oh, well, he's probably freezing over there. Needs a hug.
I hope he hasn't gone to bed because it's late Sunday night.
Oh,
over
it
there.
Is. And do you know what? It's overcast and it's minus 2 degrees centigrade over there.
Oh, and we're having a whinge.
We're having a whinge. We shouldn't, should we? And what he does, he always sends us multiple songs. When we ask for one song, he sends us loads. And they're usually from a musical because, yes, he's a bit of a musicals fan.
Ah.
He sent Singing in the Rain, Don't Rain on My Parade, Barbara Streisand.
I've just got a little bit of background music for this,
oh,
really.
Oh, yes.
So keep going.
Well, Soon It's Gonna Rain from the movie The Fantastics. A Little Fall of Rain from Les Miserables.
Sean, this is for you, darling. We're going to play this just a sort of...
A little sample.
We've got a few people that have requested songs that will go into our draw, like Sarah and Eva, who requested Riders on the Storm, but we can't find it.
No, that's right.
Unfortunately.
But you're still in the draw to win one of our two great prizes.
Which are?
Oh, you know. I've gone on about them for ages. Nile Rodgers and Chic, amazingly.
Joy.
Nurse James, thank you for writing back to us because, yes, we did. We gave you the wonderful Christmas tree poster.
Which I bloody am jealous, Nurse
James.
Oh,
me too. I really want that
too. Invite us over for a bit of a sherry.
Yes!
Hey, or what do you have? Eggnog.
And some of the things that you might have nicked from the medicine cabinet at work.
Hello.
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 Nurse James says, have you had I Can't Stand the Rain by Eruption?
I just can't stand
the rain.
Have a look at our Facebook page, yes. Nurse James, and vote for me because that was my choice.
It was.
In our
it was
song playoff.
Brilliant.
Whilst you're on our Airbags Facebook page, you'll notice that Chi Chi has sent us a little photo wishing us a Merry Christmas. Chi Chi the
Meow.
Pussy. We love that one.
Yes. Yep. Now, Ray has sent in more rain songs. The Rain by Oran Juice Jones. I Can't Stand the Rain by Anne Peebles. There's a lot of versions of that song. Yeah. I know that the wonderful Tina Turner also did that song.
Did she?
She did. I Can't Stand the Rain. Something like that it went.
Yeah.
We've got a few more minutes to go in and get in the draw because we're
Ray,
actually...
Ray, we actually have also played It's Raining Men.
Yeah, we have.
But you'll go into our draw.
This wonderful draw that Eric is, you know, he's a librarian, I hear, in his real life. And he's really living up to that reputation here. He's being incredibly thorough. He's putting little post-it notes on everything. He's putting everybody's names in a piece of paper and scrunching them up and put them in a box. It looks very Christmassy.
That's fantastic. So everyone, even if we don't get around to playing your song, you still will go into the draw to win the prize. How about this one?
Yes, Belinda Carlisle.
From Eric, this one.
Lovely.
Oh!
Whispering our goodbyes, waiting for a train. I was dancing with my baby in the summer rain.
Belinda Carlisle, very popular. popular with the gay community. She comes out here quite often.
Popular?
Yeah, she's quite popular. Sort of like a bit of a Kim Wilde, if you will, of the gay community.
Kim Wilde the gardener.
Yes.
Who we like to talk about.
We didn't go to that concert. Did anybody go? Was Kim Wilde wild? Was Nick Kershaw Kershaw? Oh,
I would have liked to have seen Nick Kershaw.
Well, you could have gone, darling. Nothing's stopping you.
Oh, okay, fine. I just didn't get around. I also like to go to Europe.
I see. A little bit more of a big commitment to go to Europe then than to sort of trap on down to the Palais, isn't it?
Somewhat, yes.
Yes.
Cute.
Now, have you been watching the cricket?
No, I would rather watch paint dry.
Yeah, it is a bit like watching paint dry.
But did we not beat you?
What are you talking about, Australia? I am a citizen of Australia.
Are you?
I am.
Well, then get rid of the accent.
Oh, that's how I like. It keeps me exotic. Makes me exotic. A little.
Yes, nothing more exotic than an English accent.
Oh, don't be like that.
Come on.
sorry. Nurse James just wrote in because I said that we should have a, you know, we should have a little do around his place with his Christmas tree.
Sherry and eggnog.
Yes, and I said maybe something from the medicine cabinet. And Nurse James says, I'm Nurse James, not Nurse Jackie.
What a shame, because I bloody love Nurse Jackie.
Yes, me too.
Oh, you love Nurse Jackie. Aww. When are they bringing out the next series of that? You know what I've been having a little read about?
What's that?
Cringeworthy TV versus binge-worthy TV.
Right.
So binge-worthy TV is the shows that you can't get enough of, like Breaking Bad.
Yes. American Horror Story.
American Horror Story, whatever you're into.
Yes.
As opposed to cringeworthy TV, which is just like really miss the mark, terrible, what were they thinking TV.
Like?
I'm sure you can think, like, well, I'd go through all your Australian Idol, Hero, X Factor.
Right, yeah, of course.
You know, but personally, I can't bear those.
Oh.
But you know that you love them.
Yeah, but what is it? So the article was just sort of going through the various qualities
it
of them.
It was two separate articles. One was binge-worthy, one was cringe-worthy.
Okay, sorry, darling. I thought it was going somewhere, but it wasn't, and it didn't have to. I mean, why should you have to, indeed? I saw something brilliant last night. I saw the Alan Partridge film, Alpha Papa.
Is that the Partridge Family?
No, Alan Partridge. You know, Steve Coogan.
I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of?
No, not that. Alan Partridge, Steve Coogan, the character. Never mind. He's a radio DJ, and I thought there might be some synergies, as in when you talk rubbish like this and you just keep talking until you play something, that's sort of what it's about, really.
Okay, Jewel, we're about to draw. Mm-hmm. Just before we do, we did have a couple of other requests. This one. I'm just going to play a little bit of them.
Yeah.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed.
Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid.
Seems to fit.
Beautiful. Hey. Such a happy song.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
Yeah, very good, yes.
So that we could have had that one. But
Angela requested that one. Yes. A few people, actually.
Yep. And there was also this one, which is kind of, for me, in line with Donna Summer, MacArthur Park, not Rain in the title. Also, Riders on the Storm, not Rain in the title. But this one.
If you like King of Kumar,
oh, yes!
Rain, getting caught in the rain.
Yeah, there's rain in it.
If you have half a brain.
If you have half a brain.
If you like making love at midnight.
Don't we all?
In the dunes on the cape. And I'm the love that you've looked for.
Who requested that?
Escape.
It was Angela from Reservoir.
All right. So, Angela, you're in the draw. Thank you for your contributions. Everybody who did request a song, you've all gone in.
Yes.
Gillian, are we going to draw? Let's do the... Should we do runner-up first?
We'll do the runner-up first. Now, this...
$100.
$100. Spencer and Barb, dining room. Fabulous. So, here we go. If this is your name, you have won. It's Martin from North Melbourne.
Congratulations, Martin. You're off for $100 worth of delicious food and wine.
Now, the big one. Now, Rogers and Sheik at the, what's the venue? What's
Billboard,
the venue? Billboard on Wednesday night.
Up,
you better be able to go.
Up.
Gosh.
Quick.
It is Sarah and Eva from Frankston.
Congratulations, Sarah and Eva. You'll be getting a call. In the meantime, we've got to go, Jill. That's why I'm hurrying you up.
Yeah, don't hurry me up. See ya.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.